heart that seeks what's true. The prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel We once again welcome you in our program Mirror the Best In this program we talk about different dimensions of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as a best role model to follow Be with us from start to end, immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you will be learning. But before we proceed towards topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will deliver this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching this program, you can make this intention, you will watch from beginning till end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Respect viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Ad-Duha, verse which inshallah we will be talking about. Which verse is that? What is the number of that verse? We will discuss shortly. But let's include first segment in our program, that is role model moment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
As I was explaining in the intro, that today we will be talking about a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran and different dimensions of this verse, what ulama have written about it, its tafsir, explanation, as well as inshallah, relevant ahadith in this regard. In Surah Ad-Duha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the final verse, verse number 11, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ In translation of this verses, and publicize well the bounty of your Lord. Respectively, in this verse, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has ordered His beloved to mention the bounties of His Lord Azza wa Jal, the favors which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has bestowed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The status what he has granted to his beloved Rasul, the fada'il, excellences, kamalat, attributes, the shan and maqam of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the fadal Allah has done upon Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that has been asked to mention, publicize well the bounty of your Lord. Respectfully, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's personality is such that he is the most humbled personality in Ids before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ever walked on the face of this earth. Now, the more Ids you do in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more humble and down to earth you are before Rabb Azza wa Jal, the more higher status you get. Now, there is no one more higher in status than Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence, we need to understand the fact that he is the most humbled in the court of Rabb Azza wa Jal also. Subhanallah. بعد از خدا بزرگ توی قصہ مختصر ہم نے اپنے بڑوں سے سنا ہے صرف اللہ ہی ان سے بڑا ہے There is only one being, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a khaliq, as a malik, greater in the status. Whereas after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in makhluq, there is no one higher in status than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. نعد از خدا بزرگ توی قصه مختصر. Now, if we look at the seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, as this program is mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and the theme of the program is what we can learn from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is the best role model for us to follow. His ijz, his inkisari, his humbleness, him being down to earth is something we need to follow. We need to adopt, and we need to, inshallah, follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as this beautiful attribute. And then, inshallah, I will try to relate to the verse what we are talking about. But let's understand the fact that one is when you are sabir, or you are humbled due to the fact that other person is more powerful than you, he has more control over you, and then you can't do anything, then you do sabr, right? And you become humbled because you have no legs to stand or to fight or to take revenge, right? This is one scenario. Other scenario is when you have got power, when you've got might, when you've got control, but yet you forgive for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is best seerah, and then you do not take revenge, right? You have got your capabilities to take revenge, all might and power, but you don't take it. You forgive it for the sake of Allah. This is actual sabr. This is actual humbleness you show in the court of your Rabb Azza wa Jal. Despite being powerful, you don't take revenge. Now, I give you an example. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is entering to Makkatul Mukarramah after the Makkatul Mukarramah was conquered as a Fatihi Makkah, conqueror, subhanallah, with army, with all might and power and control. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is about to enter Makkatul Mukarramah. Normally the kings, when they conquer any land or any city or country, right? So this was this tradition that they would go with all their protocol and with high hajj, right? With proud and arrogance, they used to walk into that city, right? And they would celebrate in this way. But look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's ijz and inkisari, humility, his humbleness, subhanallah, that it is mentioned that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was entering to that city as a fatih, what was his state? That his blessed Imama Sharif was touching the blessed seat of his right. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Do you know where was he entering? To that same very place of his birth, Makkatul Mukarramah, that very place where he was born, he was raised, where he lived. Allahu Akbar Kabira. That very place where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had affiliation and connection, and he was forced to leave the same very city by the non-believers, right? Atrocities, zulm, which was done upon Atta alayhi salatu wa taslim and the followers, family, Allahu Akbar. Right? They were finally forced to leave, right? To migrate, leave that city. And now same people who had done all sorts of atrocities, zulm, right? And oppressions upon Muslims, upon the family of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is now returning with all might and power. But look at the humbleness of Raqa alayhi salatu wasalam, that he forgives them, not only forgives them, look at the entrance, the way, the style, when Raqa alayhi salatu wasalam makes his entry into Makkatul Mukarramah, his ijz and inkisari, humbleness is to the extent that blessed Imam Sharif is touching to the blessed seat of the right of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. Respective views of Badr Chen, can you find any example such in history you can never find. This is the age of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the forbearance of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the humbleness of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam and beautiful attributes of forgiving nature of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. This is something to follow. This is something to adopt. May I get this share from the seer of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim too, from this beautiful aspect of the life of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. May I also mirror the best alayhi salatu wa taslim to the extent, subhanallah, I can do. Respect viewers, if we further look at the Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam seerah, we learn the fact that the idz of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim was such that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, once he was sitting on the ground and eating the food, on the ground and eating the food, someone passed and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. You were sitting like this, meaning you're sitting on the floor and eating. And he alayhi salatu wa taslim replied, I am bondsman, abd, and I eat like the bondsman eat, meaning sitting on the floor. Allahu Akbar. This is the idz of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim, who is Malik-e Kaunain hai, do paas kuch rakhte nahi, do jahan ki ni'matein hain unke khali haath mein. The treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the owner of those treasures. The keys of those treasures he holds. But he adopted this simple life. The reason was the ummah, those they are poor in the ummah, they can also follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the rich can also adopt simple life and follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he wished, he could have lived a luxurious life. The kings, the way they live, yes, of course. Everything has been created for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wo jo na the to kuch na tha, wo jo na ho to kuch na ho. Jaan hai wo jahan ki, jaan hai to jahan hai. زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے, مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے, چنین و چنا تمہارے لیے, ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے, اٹھے بھی وہاں تمہارے لیے. Each and everything which has been created is the sadaqa of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. He is wajhe takhleeq kainat, he is reason of the creation of this entire universe. Right. Allahu Akbar, if he wished, he could have lived a luxurious lifestyle. He adopted a simple life so that the poor can also follow Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim's simple way of living. Now, respect viewers, ulama, they've mentioned that there was a possibility that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, out of idz and kisari and humbleness, he would not mention those kamalat, fada'il, excellences, attributes, the station, what he holds, the honor Allah has granted him. Allahu Akbar. Amongst the creation, he would not mention his own praise, admire. He wouldn't say this from his own tongue. There was a possibility. Then there was a hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Allahu Akbar. What does it mean? And publicize well the bounty of your Lord. Now, when this hukum came, that, oh beloved, mention, talk about the bounties what I have bestowed upon you. I have granted you the favors I've done upon you, the maqam, the status, the station what I have given to you. Subhanallah, talk about it, propagate it, publicize it, mention it well. Subhanallah. So acting upon, in other words, the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned his own status, his own maqam before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these words. Now these are certain ahadith I would like to quote before you to understand that Shani Mustafa, Bazubani Mustafa, right? Probably acting upon the verse of this Holy Quran, wa anna bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddis. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of judgment, I will be the leader of the offspring of Adam. Allah, entire offspring of Adam. And I don't say this out of pride. Further, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the flag of praise, hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be in my hand. And I don't say this out of pride, meaning on the day of judgment. So the Adam alayhi salam and all other anbiya will be under my flag. Further said, أَنَا أَظَّلُ مَنْ يُؤْذَنُ لَهُ بِالسُّجُودِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of judgment, the very first one will be granted the permission to do sajda will be myself. Allahu Akbar. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam further said, وَأَنَا أَظَّلُ شَافِعٍ وَأَظَّلُ مُشَّفَّعٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا فَخْرٍ. Allahu Akbar. On the day of judgment, the very first one who will do shafa'at, intercession, will be me. And my shafa'at will be accepted at first. And I don't say this out of pride. Further, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, وَأَنَا أَفْضَلُ مَنْ يَقْرَعُ بَابَ الْجَنَّةِ. I will be the one who will knock the door of Jannah first. I will be the one who will move the chain of the door of Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And for me, the very first, I'll be the one for whom the door of Jannah will be opened and I will be made entered into Jannah. Very first, I'll be the one. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, وَأَنَا أَكْرَمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخَرِينَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَلَا فَخْرِ. Subhanallah. Right. The izzat, azmat, majesty, honor, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted. Okay. Subhanallah. The most honor He has granted me amongst those came before and those who will come after me. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And I don't say this out of pride. Meaning, the most honorable personality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created amongst all who came before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or will come after him is the Zaat of Rasulullah, is the being of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and I don't say this out of pride. And then further, right, acting upon the hukum of Allah, فَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right. أَنَا قَائِدُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَلَا فَخْرًا وَأَنَا خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ وَلَا فَخْرًا. I'm the leader of messengers, and I don't say this out of pride. And I am the final messenger, and I don't say this out of pride. Sayyid Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, and he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, أَنَا أَفْضَلُ النَّاسِ خُرُوجًا إِذَا بُعِثُوا. The people will be raised. I'll be the first one to be raised. This is Avaliyat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. In each and everything, he becomes the first one. Subhanallah. Right. Allahu Akbar. Okay. And then it is mentioned, وَأَنَا قَائِدُهُمْ إِذَا وَفَدُوا. The day of judgment, when people will be marched, will be walked towards the plains of Mahshar, I will be their leader. وَأَنَا خَطِيبُهُمْ إِذَا أَنْصَتُوا. When people will be silent, I will be their spokesperson. I will be their khatib. I'll speak on their behalf. And then, وَأَنَا مُسْتَشْفِعُهُمْ إِذَا حُبِسُوا. When the accountability will be taken, I will be the one who will do their shafa'at. When people will be despaired, I'll be the one to give them glad tidings. Subhanallah. And on that day, the keys of honor will be in my hands. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. All the keys of honor will be in my hand on the day of judgment. Respect you, this is Zata Mustafa alayhi salatu wa taslim. Allahu Akbar. How fortunate we are that we are born in the ummah of such Nabi. As-si shanu wa li'aqa. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ummati. Allahu Akbar. How fortunate we are. Respect viewers, further, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created makhluq, creation. And then he made me from the best. And then the two parts, he kept me in the best one. And then he made tribes. He kept me in the best tribe. Then he created households and families. So he created me. So I was born in the best family. So I'm the best amongst the makhluq, and my family is best amongst all the families. And then further, it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Sayyidina Ibrahim and he made him his Khalil. Then from Ibrahim, he chose Sayyidina Ismail. Then from Ismail, from the offspring of Ismail, like Nuzar was chosen. Then from the offspring of Nuzar, Mudar was chosen. From Mudar, Kinana, and from Kinana, Quraysh, and from Quraysh, Banu Hashim, and from Banu Hashim, Abdul Muttalib, and from Abdul Muttalib, I was chosen. Subhanallah. This is the Zat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, further, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and I am the glad tiding of Isa alayhi salam. Now, this is the shaar of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Acting upon the verse of the Holy Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned his own fada'il and excellences when it was ordered, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, and publicize well the bounty of your Lord. Allahu Akbar. It is very famous book known as Tirmizi Sharif, right? And there is a hadith in that book. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, he says that once Sahaba Ikram and Ridwan, they were gathered and they were waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to arrive. Meanwhile, they started a discussion. And Aka alayhi salatu wasalam, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa taslim also arrived. And when he got closer to them, he stopped and started listening what they were talking. One Sahabi said, how amazing it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Ibrahim alayhi salam his Khalil, his friend. And they said, how amazing it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Musa alayhi salam his Kaleem. The other said, how amazing is that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Isa alayhi salam as Ruhullah and Kalimatullah. The fourth said, how amazing is it, is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Adam alayhi salam Safiullah. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, after listening to this conversation, came and said, O Sahaba, my companions, I have heard what you were talking. You say that Ibrahim alayhi salam is Khalil of Allah. Undoubtedly, he holds this honor. You say Musa alayhi salam is Kaleem of Allah. Undoubtedly, he holds this honor. You say that Isa alayhi salam is Ruhullah. Yes, he holds this honor. Right? And then you say that Adam alayhi salam is Safiullah. Yes, he holds this honor. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala wa ana habibullahi wa la fakhra. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Oh my Sahaba, listen. I am the beloved of Allah. I am habib of Allah. And I don't say this out of pride. Subhanallah. On the day of judgment, the flag of hamd, praise, will be in my hand. And I don't say this out of pride. On the day of judgment, I'll be the first one to do shafa'at. And my shafa'at, my intercession, will be accepted. And I don't say this out of pride. Further, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا أَكْرَمُ الْأَذَّلِينَ وَالْآخَرِينَ وَلَا فَخْرَ. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I'm the most exalted and honored amongst all who came before me or will come after me. But I don't say this out of pride. This is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned. And that's why we say, and Allah has said, سَبْسِ أَوْلَىٰ وَعَلَىٰ هَمَارَىٰ نَبِي سَبْسِ بَعْلَىٰ وَعَلَىٰ هَمَارَىٰ نَبِي خَلْقِ سَي أَوْلِيَا أَوْلِيَا سَي رُسُلُّ الرَّسُولُ سَي عَلَىٰ هَمَارَىٰ کون دیتا ہے دینے کو مو جائیے دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا سب سے اولا و اعلیٰ ہمارا. سبحان اللہ نے محبوب کو بے مثل بنایا. No one is like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has created his habib like that. ممکن ہی نہیں ہو کوئی ہم شان محمد. It's not possible that someone can be like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in honor. مخلوق کو معلوم ہو کیا ان کی حقیقت, رب جانتا ہے شان محمد. Creation, how can a creation know the status and station of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the maqam of Mustafa alayhi salatu wa taslim? Rabb Azza wa Jal knows what is the reality of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Respectfulness, Mahbub alayhi salatu wa taslim, his status is very high, and he, acting upon the verse of the Holy Quran, mentioned these excellences which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala granted. Subhanallah. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, meaning, O Mahbub, whatever bounties, favors we have bestowed upon you, mention them, talk about them, inform your ummatis, people of your ummah, subhanallah, about the blessings what we have granted you, the favors we have done upon, the fadl we have done upon you, the excellences we have given you, subhanallah. This is the one aspect of this verse. The hukm was to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and he mentioned the fada'il and excellences, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istahdisi ni'mat. Now, another aspect is that this hukm is also for the slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hukm is also for those who are the ummatis of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. Oh, slaves of my beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim, you also talk well about the bounties of your Lord azza wa jal. Whatever ni'mas Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has showered upon you, meaning upon us, we should also talk well about that. We should also publicize them. We should also mention them. We should not hide the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not keep them secret. Rather, wherever possible, appropriately, okay, needed, we should mention those blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has granted us many ni'mas. We can see, we can talk, we can walk, we can speak, we can breathe. Allahu Akbar, our brain is functioning, our heart, our kidneys, our body parts, we're able to body. Allahu Akbar. Respect your wisdom. We cannot even count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what it means, that we should mention the bounties of our Lord Azza wa Jal. Now, let me explain you this according to, in the light of a hadith. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim, mentioning, talking about the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shukr. And not mentioning it is ungratefulness. Okay, the opposite of shukr. Now, what should we do? If Allah has granted us the ni'mas, blessings, we should do and mention it. And inshallah, it is one way of paying shukr and gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah has granted us the ni'mah, Allah has done His favor upon us, that should reflect from our lifestyle. That should reflect from our way of living. That should reflect from our personalities, the ni'mahs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a person came to the court of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he was wearing dirty clothes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Don't you have maal, wealth?" He said, "Yes, I have." Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa taslim said, "If Allah has granted you wealth, then that should reflect from your personality, from yourself." Now, there was another person who had come and his hair was not done, not combed. And he was said by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Don't you have anything through which you could do your hair or comb your hair?" In other words, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the ni'mah that you have got, the comb or the oil, then why don't you use it, right? The ni'mahs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. If Allah has given you, they should be reflected from your personality. Now, let's take an example of a car. It's a person who has got a very good, nice car, but he just keeps it in the garage. He does not drive it. Rather, he just goes onto a bicycle or a bike without any valid reason. Definitely, there are some certain exceptions if there are any reasons, but he does not display the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever necessary, and alhamdulillah, all other conditions are met. We'll discuss in detail with all good intentions. Yes, of course, if there is any compulsion or any other reason is there, you're not doing it, it's different. But for no reason, if you just keep on hiding the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has granted you so much wealth, but you don't spend on yourself. You don't buy clothes, or you don't eat well, or you don't spend on yourself. You don't spend on your family. You just look poorly all the time. You're all the time complaining, I don't have nothing. And from your apparent body, you don't look like you've got something, but your bank balance is full. You've got so much money, but which is not reflecting from your personality. It means that you are hiding the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has granted you maal. Allah has given you. You can afford, but you don't look like that the way you should look like, with positive intentions, of course. Respectful viewers, this is not desirable for no reason, right? If a person is doing this way, it's not right. In this program, the theme is mirror the best, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever you're listening, try to figure out Aqa alayhi salat wa taslim, our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did this. He has guided us, he has instructed us, he has told us, and that's how we have to adopt. That's how we should take a message from the seerah of Rasul alayhi salat wa taslim, and we will act upon. Now, talking about the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and reflecting those blessings from your personality or your way of living, let me tell you a hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man ubliya bala'an fadhakarahu faqad shakarah wa in katamahu faqad kafarah. Meaning, whoever got any blessing, any ni'mah, when he talks about it, so he is the one who pays shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grateful. And the one who hides it is like the one who is ungrateful. So it's kind of ungratefulness. You're hiding the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they're not being displayed, right, with positive intent of shukr. So my dear Islam brothers, we should say, "Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me this. Alhamdulillah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has bestowed me this. Alhamdulillah, I've been granted this favor, this blessing. And inshallah, azza wa jal, we will, of course, wherever it is necessary and appropriate, then we will be telling the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should not have a self-praise. It should not have a show-off. It should not be for a proud, right, or arrogance. So these sort of things, they shouldn't be there. But the element of shukr in heart, humbleness, being down to earth, right, and gratitude, full of sentiments of gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you talk about the blessings of Allah, there's no harm in doing it. You should know rather. Okay, it is way of shukr. When you tell, Alhamdulillah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has done upon me this favor. Allah has done upon me this favor. Allah has done this favor to me. Then what will happen? You will get more. Because it's a way of shukr. Another beautiful way of publicizing well the bounty of our Lord, acting upon the verse وَأَنَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ is, okay, Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes that counting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is also shukr, kind of gratefulness, showing gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Respect viewers, if we just sit down, we start counting the blessings of our Rabb Azza wa Jal. He is, subhanallah, granted me so many blessings. I can see, I can hear, I can talk, I can walk, I can breathe, I can digest. Allahu Akbar. My brain is functioning, my heart is functioning, my kidneys are functioning. I've got no major illnesses. I'm able to body, I've got health, I've got shelter, I've got food, I've got house, I've got family, I've got kids, I've got parents, I've got relatives, I've got friends. Alhamdulillah, I'm Muslim. Alhamdulillah, I'm Sunni. Ashik Rasul. Alhamdulillah, I'm devotee of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. Alhamdulillah, I'm in the ummah of the best of creation. Sit down and think of all these blessings Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has bestowed upon me. This means you are paying shukr in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you mention to the people, Alhamdulillah, I've got this. Alhamdulillah, I've got this. It is also one way of paying shukr in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Respected viewers, now, these are the blessings which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has showered upon us, given us, granted us, bestowed upon us. We should be paying shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no doubt. We should talk about the blessings of our Rabb Azza wa Jal. We should mention well, publicize well the bounties of our Lord Azza wa Jal. According to the verse, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. We should do that. All the blessings, no doubt. But one question I would like to ask you, that what is the biggest fadl of Allah? What is the biggest blessing of Allah? What is the biggest ni'mah of Allah? What is the biggest rahmah of Allah? What is the biggest favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where we have got so many, countless blessings of Allah. If we start counting, we cannot count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the question is, what is the biggest favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Definitely, probably you will have an answer. I have the answer too. But why not ask Quran the answer of this question? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 164. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Subhanallah. Allah has indeed bestowed great favor upon the Muslims that He sent among them a great messenger, i.e. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from themselves. So this is the translation of this very verse of the Holy Quran. So we learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done great ihsan upon us. It is a great fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made us the ummati of His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. Subhanallah. He sent His beloved to us. Now, whatever ni'mas we got, it is the sadaqah of this ni'mah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. Whatever blessings we have received is the virtue of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessing. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a blessing wasn't there, we wouldn't have got any other blessing. Of course, Quran mila unke sadke, Iman mila unke sadke, Rahman mila unke sadke, wo kya hai jo humne paya nahi. each and everything what we have got is the sadaqah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We got it through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Zameen o zamaan tumhare liye, makin o makaan tumhare liye, chunin o chunat tumhare liye, hum aaye yahan tumhare liye, uthe bhi wahan tumhare liye. Wo jo na the to kuch na tha, wo jo na ho to kuch na ho, jaan hai wo jahan ki, jaan hai to jahan hai. My dear respected viewers, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's wajood Mas'ud is the greatest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqalihi salatu salam himself is the biggest favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fadl of Allah, rahma of Allah, ni'ma of Allah. We should talk about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Urdu, one word is used, charcha karna, to publicize, propagate, talk about it, mention that, subhanallah. So what about the biggest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much should we talk about this blessing? How much should we publicize? How much should we pay shukr of this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That we are in the ummah of the best of creation. We are in the ummah of Habibullah. We are in the ummah of the one who will be given the maqam-i mahmood. We are among the ummah of that beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will have the access first in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment to do intercession. Why should we not talk about this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will do our shafaat on the day of judgment, where kahenge aur nabi idhabu ila ghairi mere habib ke lab par ana laha hoga. Why should we not talk more about it, mention more about it? And this is what respective viewers of Madani Channel, Sahaba Ikram, alayhim ridwan, they also did mention Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam a lot. They talked about Rasulullah. Their discussion was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their mahbub. When they were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to be with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when they would leave the blessed, the court of Rasul alayhi salatu taslim, they would go to their homes, they would talk about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at home. And they would wait when they could come back to the court of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, now we will take one segment, follow and revive, or sticking to the sunnah, inshallah. We'll take this segment and then inshallah azza wa jal, we will talk further onto this subject. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respective viewers, as I was talking about the Sahaba Kiram Ali Ridwan, and how they talked about Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now we learn this from this very narration. One day Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came to the house of Sayyidina Bilal Habishi radiallahu ta'ala. What a great honor he had. The best of creation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, leader of Anbiya Kiram, Imamul Anbiya. Allahu Akbar, to whose court angels wish to come and present themselves. Allahu Akbar. He walked to the house of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala an. It was asked, is Bilal at home? The wife of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an ha. She said, no, he is not at home. And the respected wife said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever Bilal is at home, he only has one discussion, one talk on his tongue. Qala Rasulullah, Qala Rasulullah. Today Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. Today Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. Look at the love of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Whenever he had the opportunity to remain in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. He used to have the vision of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. He would learn from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he would go home, then he would talk nothing but about his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is true ishq. This is true devotion and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba ikram and Ibn Adwan they had. And وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. That's how they used to act upon. That's how they used to talk about the biggest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to publicize, mention, talk about. That's what it means. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And publicize well the bounty of your Lord. So the bounty of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim in shape of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the shape of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Sayyidina Bilal got Allahu Akbar, he would talk about him. He would mention, he would do him dhikr. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani channel, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard this, what the wife said, he said, Ma حدثك عني بلال فقد صدق. Whatever Bilal mentions a hadith from me, he speaks truth. بلال لا يكذب. Bilal does not lie. So this is one way of paying shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one way of publicizing well the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to talk about. We keep on saying Mustafa, Mustafa, so jao Mustafa kehte kehte, khule aank salli ala kehte kehte, day and night, whenever we get the opportunity, we mention Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ni'mah, him as a mercy, his seerah, his mujizat, his kamalat, his awsaf, his status, his station, subhanallah. We should do. Respected viewers of Madani Shin. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, let's look at his practice. Whenever he would meet anyone from village, right? So any person from the rural areas, village, and who had not seen Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then he would say to him, shall I not mention the awsaf and kamalat, excellences and attributes of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to you? And he radiallahu ta'ala and would mention the complete hulya mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how he would look like, he would mention that. ہر آنکھ دیکھتی ہے تیرے ہی رخ کا جلوہ ہر کان سن رہا ہے پیارے کلام تیرا. So my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we learned that Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, they used to mention the biggest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, dhikr. They would talk about it. They would mention that. They would mention the kamalat of Mustafa, the shan of Mustafa. Subhanallah. Now, Alhamdulillah, ushaq ali Mustafa. Whenever Rabiul Awwal arrives, whenever 12th Rabiul Awwal arrives, whenever the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's birthday arrives, what do ushaq ali Mustafa do? They also arrange Mahafil of Milad, right? And what is the purpose of that? To mention the Kamalat and Asaf and attributes of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way Sahaba Kiram Ali ibn Adwan they used to do. To talk about the bounty of our Lord Azza wa Jal. And mention the Kamalat and Asaf of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the conferences, right? In the gatherings of Mawlid, in the ijtima'at of Milad, at home, in Masadin, and even outside in processions. Shakhar Mustafa, they go out, okay, and they tell to the world that the mercy arrived, the state. Tell to the world, Subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam arrived. And these mahafil of milad are the ways to pay shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the biggest ever bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These mahafil of milad, these julus of milad, these processions, the way of celebrating the birth of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam within the boundaries of Sharia is the way to mention the dhikr of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is, in other words, acting upon وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّفْ and publicize well the bounty of your Lord Azza wa Jal. So Shaqari Mustafa, act upon this verse and publicize well the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tell to the world that he has come who is the final messenger of Allah. He has come who is Habib of Allah. He has come the one who will intercede for us on the Day of Judgment. He has come who will have access in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. He has come who will have Liba'ul Hamd in his hand on the Day of Judgment. Who has come? He has come who is leader of all the Mursaleen, who is the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who has come? The one who saved the humanity. The one who gave the legislation, the law to the humanity. Who has come? The mercy to the entire universe has come. These mahafil of milad, these gatherings, these julus, these are the ways to act upon وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّفْ and publicize well the bounties of your Lord Azza wa Jal. My dear respected viewers, we should find the opportunity whenever and wherever possible. We should remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should mention the fadail and excellences and kamalat of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, we should keep on doing Mustafa, 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 inshallah. Because this way we will be paying shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll be doing charcha of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. دفاو اف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جو نہ بھولا ہم غریبوں کو رضا یاد اس کی اپنی عادت کیجئے ذکر ان کا چھیڑیے ہر بات میں چھیڑنا شیطان کا عادت کیجئے چھیڑنا شیطان کا عادت کیجئے سبحان اللہ جب ترک یہ چاند تارے جھل ملاتے جائیں تب تلک جشن ولادت ہم مناتے جائیں گے Inshallah. So teach our kids about the seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu taslim, about the station maqam Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll pay gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you have given us birth in the ummah of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever in your localities, mahafil of milad are happening, do attend ijtima'at of Dawat Islami. Do attend. Keep watching Madani Channel. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting. Salam upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him. The best, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.